I've been interested in the Kaskaskias, and do any of you know any contemporary Kaskaskias? Have you ever visited a present-day Kaskaskia Indian community? Well, I have a friend, actually a college graduate, who holds the title of Chieftainess of the Kaskaskia Indians here in Illinois, and she, I believe, is of Kaskaskia heritage. Her name is Ella White, and she and her husband, John White, who is of Shawnee and some Cherokee heritage, hang out over in Campsville, where they have a cultural field school. And John has worked very hard looking amongst the people who live in the Illinois, in that little delta between the Mississippi River and where the Illinois flows into the down by Alton. And some years ago he started out and found people who lived obscurely in this hinterland who still remembered Illinois names and some Illinois vocabulary. And as an anthropologist, he's really a very good museums man too. Why, he worked on old Illinois dictionaries. There's one at the Newberry, handwritten from the 17th century. And got to talking to these people. They had a naming ceremony. And one of the things he has done is to recreate a midwinter ceremony of the Kaskaskia people, which he has written up and which they put on every winter. He is an accomplished artisan in fashioning Indian tools and crafts, and so is his wife. She's a great weaver. But they keep a thread of Kaskaskia history and existence alive right now and have a community of people who are aware of their Illinois Indian ancestry in this rather remote part down there in the between the point where the rivers come together. And I thought this might be of interest to you, and maybe sometime you could get them to come over, because John's a good dancer too, and so is Ella, and they can do quite a performance. But they are people who have held out in spite of this great avalanche of white people and immigrants who have moved into the main body of the state of Illinois and all the surrounding country. The most important thing, and that's my propaganda for the Atlas, there are little locales and threads and isolates, some former reservations of Indian people in every county in this part of the United States. So the Indian heritage is certainly not vastly evident, but it is there. And I have this belief that the people who were original, the spirits and the beliefs and the value system of people who originally lived in the land tends to percolate through and culturally modify the behavior and ideas of people who come in as immigrants and as occupiers of the land later on. And I think that's the reason there's a lot more interest everywhere in Indian people and in Indian culture and in the individual heritage of separate communities here in the United States. And that's enough. Thank you.